Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. Thanks for listening to the Best of the Herd podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. It is a Friday. What a night it was. NFL draft. Some quirky turns, odd moves, right? Live in Los Angeles, it's the Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, thanks for making us part of your day. Well, well, well. People are freaking out that an NFL team in a bad division now has two good quarterbacks. Oh, the shame. Should have drafted another linebacker, a tight end, a right tackle. It's amazing what people freak out about, J-Mac. It's amazing.
So you're not freaking out, huh? If I'm a Falcons fan, I'm not feeling great this morning.
Okay. Let me start with this. Every great asset in America, mansions, yachts, a Bentley, your life, has insurance. But the difference is you pay into that insurance forever and never really cash it out. You know what else needs insurance? NFL teams at quarterback, Michael Penix. But the difference with this insurance policy, you'll pay into it for a year and then it potentially will pay you for the next 15 and make you rich. And that's a bad investment. It's an insurance policy for a year, and then it's going to pay you potentially year 2 to year 15. Who cares if Kirk Cousins upset that they drafted Michael Penix? Aaron Rodgers was upset when they drafted Jordan Love. Favre was upset when they drafted Aaron Rodgers. And they're both better than Kirk Cousins. And they were both in their prime. Kirk's not. Who cares if he's upset? He's made more money, seriously, than Brady at quarterback. He'll get over it. This is not a catastrophe. When's the last time you heard a team say this? We have the best quarterback in our division and maybe the best backup in the NFL. That's a problem. For the record, you know who teams didn't move up to get? J.J. McCarthy. Even Minnesota liked him, moved up one spot. Reportedly, Seattle, the Raiders, and the Saints all tried to move up into the top 10 to get Penix. I'm sorry. A disaster is paying Dak $385 million, which the Cowboys may do in a year. Paying Kirk Cousins off an Achilles surgery at 36 in a bad division, $180 million. Getting him to play for a year, win 10, 11 games, and then he gets beat out by Penix. That's a disaster? Again, Green Bay a few years ago, with Aaron in his late prime, moved up to a quarterback that two of my GM friends didn't like, Jordan Love. Atlanta just stayed put. Kirk Cousins is 36. What if Kirk Cousins coming back, and he's never been mobile, what if he comes back off this Achilles surgery at 36 and he's less mobile? Does Penix look like a horrible pick then? What if Kirk Cousins gets hurt again? 66 quarterbacks. 66 quarterbacks played last year. It is the only position worth over a point. In the worst division in football, having the best backup in the league is a catastrophe? This is something else nobody's talking about. Kirk Cousins, and we think it was a good pickup, is going to win the division. It's a good roster. Well, this is a great quarterback class, and Atlanta has a top 10 pick. Next year's not a very good quarterback class, and the chances are Atlanta is going to win too many games to have a top 10 to 15 pick. So would you rather them pick a linebacker who's not worth half a point, Kirk Cousins gets hurt or doesn't look good in camp, you think it's a bad pick then? Atlanta next year is going to be drafting 15 or below in a bad quarterback class. And you're going to watch Kirk Cousins win the division, probably lose first round of the playoffs to Green Bay, Detroit, Chicago, Minnesota, Philadelphia, Dallas, somebody, Rams. And you're going to be like, God, I wish we had a young quarterback. Now you do. If you passed on him, you don't. That rises to a catastrophe. It's $180 million. It's a front-loaded contract. If he gives you a year starting and gets you to the playoffs, hallelujah. A second one, you stole him. You got teams in this league. Joe Burrow's making a fortune. He can't stay healthy. And I love Joe Burrow. Can't stay healthy. 4 years in a row hurt. Dak's going to make almost $400 million. $180 on a front-loaded contract and the best backup in the league, and that's wearing you out? They brought Kirk Cousins in to galvanize the team. But what if he doesn't? He's 36. He's never been athletic. He's off of surgery. We saw last year the Minnesota Vikings had to trade for a backup Josh Dobbs in season. They were so desperate. That's where you want to be? If Kirk Cousins gets hurt, you're trading for a backup? Or you have Michael Penix? I'm okay in the NBA overdrafting shooters. I'm okay in the NFL for a year maybe overdrafting at quarterback. Kirk Cousins, you liked the pick. When they got Kirk Cousins, you liked it. I liked it. And you like Michael Penix. They're together. Kind of odd for a year, but this is a great quarterback draft class. Most quarterbacks ever drafted, right? First round. And next year's a bad quarterback draft class. And Atlanta's going to be too good. Raheem Morris, the coach, explained it after.
It was pretty simple for us. When you get Kirk Cousins and you talk about short-term winning, you talk about winning right now, which we know we're going to be in position to do, which we want to be in position to do, we won't have the ability to be picking this high again with the guy that we got. And at some point, you got to find a way to have that succession plan in place. And just so happened, it poses itself tonight.
What you don't want to be in the NFL is quarterback light. What I'm okay with you being in the NFL is for a year a little quarterback heavy. I'm okay with that. Patrick Mahomes was drafted with Alex Smith. Jordan Love drafted with Aaron Rodgers in his late prime. Aaron drafted. Favre in his late prime. I'm okay. Green Bay's figured out the quarterback thing. Be very careful about having a definitive opinion on quarterbacks. Take it from somebody who's been burned on Sam Darnold. It's amazing. There were people booing the Josh Allen pick, incredulous about the Lamar Jackson pick, and loved the Zach Wilson pick. I like Kirk Cousins. I like Michael Penix. I'm okay for a year if they're together. In a bad division, in a league where 66 quarterbacks played last year, every insurance policy, every asset has one. The bigger the asset, the more expensive insurance. This, however, is an insurance policy that within a year will pay you. You won't pay into it. All right, so Bo Nix went to Denver. We sort of called that. I like it. I think he works in Denver with Peyton. And J.J. McCarthy went to Minnesota. Don't love J.J. McCarthy, but I loved any quarterback that went to Minnesota, so I think it'll work. And here's what's interesting. So Jim Harbaugh came out Right? Harbaugh came out well before the draft. J.J. McCarthy, that's the best quarterback I've seen. You know who didn't buy it? The league. The Giants need a quarterback. Nah. Atlanta could have had him. Nah. New England could have had him. Nah. Washington could have had him. Nah. Chicago could have had him. J.J. McCarthy wasn't viewed the same way Penix was. And everybody was selling on McCarthy, and the league wasn't buying it. But four teams, including Atlanta, wanted Penix. Penix throws a better deep ball. Penix had to carry lesser talent. So I got nothing against J.J. McCarthy. But his comp is Alex Smith. And Alex Smith was as good as where he landed. All right? So J.J. McCarthy is going to succeed because of where he landed, not because he's an uber talent. Even Minnesota, who liked him, did you notice? We all predicted they'd move up. They didn't. They didn't. They sat there and said, all right, New England, go get him. They didn't. Go ahead, Giants, go get him. They didn't. Atlanta, we hear you want a quarterback. They didn't. Finally, they moved up one slot, gave up middle to late picks to get their guy. I believe Minnesota really wanted Drake May, but New England said, all right, three first, couple seconds, and it was too rich. I know two different teams last night that tried to move up for Brock Bowers. The Rams, one of the teams. I think Indy is the other. So people were trying to make moves last night. People were moving up for Brock Bowers. The Rams wanted to move into the top 10 for Brock Bowers. Nobody was willing to move into the top 10 for J.J. McCarthy. So I think he's going to succeed. I think it's going to work. And I think Bo Nix, who reminds me a little bit of Drew Brees at Purdue, coachable, a lot of starts, moves well. I think he's going to be fine. Fit is everything in this league. But be very careful about this pre-draft stuff. It's all manipulation. A lot of people wanted you to believe there was massive urgency with J.J. McCarthy, and there wasn't. Even the team that eventually got him moved up one spot. One spot. Look at all the teams that could have had him. And again, I think it's going to work. Here's Kevin O'Connell after the pick.
J.J. was a guy, you know, very, very early in the process. Obviously, coming off of a national championship, guys won at every level he's been at. And then when you really dive into the tape and some of the things that I really look for and really emphasize in my evaluation process, there was a lot to really like about J.J.'s tape. And that was before, you know, he absolutely crushed the process, tacked it every step of the way, you know, a competitor and a guy that believes very strongly that, you know, the best football is out in front of him, and he's going to work like crazy to make that happen.
The furnished apartment of the draft for quarterbacks was Minnesota. Whoever they drafted, I said, will succeed. Whoever New England drafted, Drake May, probably doesn't. And I feel that with both this morning, though I like May as a prospect over J.J. McCarthy. Fit matters in life and sports and business, and I think McCarthy fits. Any of these young quarterbacks fit in Minnesota. So, by the way, your Jets showed real maturity last night. I think also last night was an awakening by the league. So I've been on this for a long time. I think you have pivoted to this over the last couple of years. It's an offensive league. Hire offensive coaches. If you have to overdraft quarterback, do it. First 14 picks, all offense. And people were moving up to get a tight end. What does that tell you? So it's an offensive league. People finally figured it out. When in doubt, go offense. And when in doubt, get a tackle. And I thought the Jets, you could argue, needed a tight end, needed a receiver, and it showed real maturity. Because as I said yesterday, there's only one thing that guarantees the Jets are viable in week 17, week 18. One thing, and it's not Brock Bowers. It's that Aaron Rodgers is upright, and Brock Bowers doesn't ensure that. Getting a Penn State tackle that hasn't allowed a sack as a starter in a good conference does a much better job of ensuring that. That was a mature, well-done pick. He's not a mauler. There's a lot better run blockers. He is a pass protector.
Yeah.
Aaron doesn't need protection on running plays. He needs it on passing plays. So I thought, well done. Don't know how good the kid's going to be, but that's the right pick for the Jets.
Yeah, restraint from the Jets. Smart. I mean, basically the opposite of what the Atlanta Falcons did. I was super happy with my New York Jets last night. As for the Falcons, Colin. I can't believe you're defending them. I'm stunned. Even though we both like Penix. That was one of the most insane draft moves I've ever seen in my time being an NFL fan and working here and having the website. It's just crazy.
When Kirk Cousins goes down week four, it won't look so terrible.
Well, Colin, how long have they known they were drafting eighth? Back in January? Mm-hmm. So why would you pay Kirk Cousins $100 million guaranteed dollars only to go draft another quarterback and now pit these guys essentially against each other? Kirk Cousins looking over his back from right now.
Because this staff wants to win now. And Cousins with these weapons ensures you will win now. Penix ensures with experience where quarterbacks that sit tend to do better. He ensures, or at least elevates the percentage he ensures, winning later. Kirk wins now. Michael with watching wins later. So it's a two-tiered plan. Win now with Kirk, year and a half. Win later with Michael. But for the record, this team does not get into the top 10 of the draft picks next year in a bad quarterback class.
Well, I mean, you got the fourth best quarterback in the draft, right, at 8? You don't think you get the fourth best quarterback at like 22 next year?
Yeah, but the problem is the fourth to fifth best quarterback this year, the sixth best quarterback this year, maybe better than the second next year. That's the way the history of the draft works.
We'll see, but one final question on this. So what happens if Kirk Cousins coming off the Achilles? He's not 100%. He's not ready to go week one. Hey, we're just going to rest. And Michael Penix starts in week one, and Michael Penix is great.
Oh, yeah, what a great problem to have. Well, that's like people that complain, I paid $2 million in taxes.
No. $100 million in taxes.
Again,
Kirk Cousins,
the best problem in the world to have in the NFL. We had to start our rookie quarterback. He was really good.
I mean, he's not going to be C.J. Stroud. We know that. I mean, he'll be better than Bryce Young. But then you got a quarterback controversy. And you know what they say? If you got two quarterbacks, you have zero quarterbacks.
If Michael Penix has to start and is great, you don't have any controversy. Say, Kirk, we're going to play the kid. Deal with it. Enjoy the cash. You don't even have to come to practice. Just enjoy the cash. We found our guy. I mean, I'm telling you. That is got rich guys that complain about taxes. That's a great problem to have. Michael Penix start game one and rolls. Wow, what a problem. You want to know what problems look like? Who's throwing the ball to Brock Bowers with the Raiders? That's what a problem.
Well, that's certainly
in a division with Reed, Justin Herbert, and now Sean's got his quarterback.
So who you got, Falcons winning the division or Saints?
Yes, Falcons are going to win the division, I think, going away.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
You know, there's an old saying, you can look into the past, but don't stare at it. Even if your past was great, the Chicago Bears have been staring at the monsters of the Midway, celebrating it annually forever. And in the process of doing that, the Green Bay Packers have lapped them. And now the Lions have started to lap them. And the Vikings are loaded. The Bears spend a lot of time staring at the past. And last night, they officially grew up as a franchise. They evolved. Not just with the Caleb Williams pick. But at number 9, they needed an edge rusher. And there were several good ones available. And yet they took another wide receiver to a deep receiving core. That's something I didn't think they had in them. They've been celebrating the 85 Bears for as long as I can remember. Enough! It was great. Was great. W-A-S was great. They've already got a good offensive roster. Now it looks stacked. And unless you live in Chicago, the Bears are a hard watch. And maybe even if you live in Chicago, they have been for 20 years. Their most explosive offensive player was a punt returner, Devin Hester. He's the guy in between defense and offense. Yeah, that was the guy. He wasn't an offensive player. You were hoping he hit a big return. But last night was really unique for Chicago because there are certain teams in this league, Green Bay, San Francisco, the Rams, Philadelphia, Kansas City. Those are windshield teams looking to the future. The Bears have been looking through the rearview mirror for 20-some years. So for them, with other needs on defense, to take another receiver at 9 and a good one, wow. Like that's what Green Bay would maybe do, or the Rams or the Niners add another offensive piece. A few years ago, Miami did something, and I lauded it. I thought it was great. They were a defensive coach, Brian Flores, and the defense was excellent. But Tua couldn't get along with Brian Flores, and they just decided we're blowing it up, starting over, hiring Mike McDaniel, and we're pivoting to offense. It's worked, and Tua's been pretty good. That's the new league. It doesn't matter how great your defense is. The Niners couldn't stop anybody against the good teams last year. Nobody can stop anybody. I mean, you get to these playoff games, congratulations. You got to win with offense. And last night, for the first time I can ever remember, 75% of the Bears' best players are on offense. And with their top two picks, especially the second one, they doubled down on offense. Thank you. Finally. Here's the GM, Ryan Poles.
History's the history. Like, I'm kind of done talking about it. Like, we go back so much all the time, and that those days are over. So we're bringing players in here that want to really just change everything up and do things a different way. Obviously, we love our history here, but it hasn't been smooth recently, and it's time to change. So I feel like we got to stop going back all the time.
Yes, that's let baseball do that. Collect cards, talk about Mickey Mantle. That's baseball. I don't want to talk about Red Grange. You know, I don't want to turn on my radio, hear sports guy breaking down Hugh McElhaney. Let baseball do that. Future, ahead, windshield. It was like a graduation ceremony for the Chicago Bears. They graduated. Two offensive players to a really good offense. Congratulations. It's a lot more fun to watch. Congratulations to Fox. You can now televise Bears games. And 90% of the country won't go click. They won't be watching for the Packers against the Bears or the Lions against the Bears or the Niners. They'll be watching to watch the Bears.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hi, it's the Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike, and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Eric Mangini, the former Jet and Browns head coach, he disagrees with me a lot today. Let's bring him in live and start with the Jets. I said to me, if you start today, April, whatever it is, and you go to January 5th, end of the regular season, the only priority for the Jets to be viable, keep Aaron Rodgers upright. Not tight end, just keep him upright. Now, I was okay with the offensive tackle, but you're bringing up an interesting point during the break, and I want you to share it with our audience on the Jets pick.
Yeah, so Joe Douglas comes in, his introductory press conference, he talks about how they're going to fix the offensive line. So I look back at it, they've brought in 30 offensive linemen since he's been there, 30. They've drafted 7, 3 number ones and a number 2, so they've drafted high. They brought in 23 free agents and spent somewhere between $175 and $200 million on free agent offensive linemen. And we're back to the same spot. We're talking about keeping Aaron Rodgers upright. They brought in 3 free agents this offseason to help fix the offensive line. So at some point, like I get it, they're trying, and maybe just law of averages, this will work out. But You got an opportunity to go get Brock Bowers and play some 12 personnel, 2 tight end sets. where in that situation, you've got quick answers for Aaron Rodgers. You've got the ability to balance the formation, run left, run right, throw to either side out of balance formations, use those guys in protection. And it's just I understand the O-line's a problem, and I understand you have a 40-year-old quarterback, but this process hasn't worked. So maybe they've radically changed the process, but we're talking about 30 guys that have come through there, and it's still a problem.
No, that's a good point. Now, I thought it was odd that the Falcons got a quarterback, but it's the worst division in the sport. It's a bad division. They now have the best starting quarterback, in my opinion, in the division, and the best backup in the division, maybe the best backup in the NFC or the league. I'm okay being quarterback heavy for a year, and I don't know what Kirk Cousins is going to look like at 36 off an Achilles. I'm okay with it. You don't like it.
Yeah, I heard you. I heard you auditioning for the Atlanta Falcons PR job earlier. I do have a problem with it, and I heard you say, you know, if you have a great asset, you have to insure a great asset. Okay, but they're not a great asset. They haven't had a winning season in 6 years. So become a great asset. So you got Kirk Cousins, you've got Bijan Robinson, you've got Drake London, you've got Kyle Pitts. Again, you can add an elite tight end. You can add another star wide receiver. You got a very good offensive line, and you move forward with the $100 million that you spent on the quarterback. And I'm good with a backup quarterback. I think it's important, and I think quarterbacks are currency, and I think it's valuable. But you're dealing with the eighth pick overall, and you're dealing with a situation where you've got a chance to take a real jump as an offense and add another explosive weapon. And maybe become that great asset that we're talking about. And yeah, if Kirk gets hurt, it could be a problem. But if Patrick Mahomes gets hurt, that's a problem too for Kansas City. So at that point, trade back if that's what you want to do. Add some assets. So if you are really good, maybe you're picking high with the team that you traded with, just like Chicago found themselves in the situation with Carolina. But the owner's 81 years old. It's not like he's sitting around waiting, like, I'm going to wait another 2 or 3 years for us to be the team that we envisioned ourselves to be. So you don't hire Bill Belichick. You could agree or disagree with that. You make that decision. And then you draft a quarterback after you sign a $100 million quarterback. You know, if I'm the owner, I'm sitting back and thinking, maybe I got to reevaluate things.
Yeah. You know, people said, I saw Bo Nix play live twice. Oregon mostly schemed up his plays. But that's what Sean Payton does. like Shanahan, I'm going to scheme up the play, get rid of it fast and accurately. I think Bo Nix works in Denver. He may be a top of the second round guy, but I watched them as a freshman beat an Oregon team and Justin Herbert on the final drive as an 18-year-old. I don't know. I think he's a little... I don't know. I like Penix and Bo Nix more than everybody else. I wasn't a big J.J. McCarthy guy. Did Denver reach, in your opinion, on Nix? I mean, they need a quarterback, don't they?
Well, when Peyton Manning talked about Denver wanting J.J. McCarthy, I have a feeling that Peyton Manning was right. And when he looked at the draft room after they took him, it didn't look like there was a lot of celebrating and high-fiving going on that they got Bo Nix. And maybe I'm wrong on it, but it felt sort of like that situation where you wake up Christmas morning and you're hoping for an Xbox and you get a bunch of clothes. Like, yeah, it's practical. It's okay. Like, I get it. It's nice that you got a gift. And it's the old adage, you never want to go shopping hungry. With that quarterback room, they're shopping starving.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got Stidham, you got Zach, you've got Ben DiNucci, and then you got Russell Wilson's ridiculous dead cap money all sitting in that quarterback room. You had to go get somebody, but I heard all the stats and I heard all the positive things, but you watched the reaction. It didn't feel like that passion that you get when you got someone. Hey, we couldn't believe he was there. We're so lucky he fell to us. None of those comments were coming out of the, you know, the post draft interviews.
So the Raiders didn't move up to get a quarterback. They got a tremendous tight end. What did you say about that? What do you think about that?
It looked like they took best available at that point. And I've always felt that a tight end is incredibly valuable because of the type of pressure that they can put on the inside of the defense and how that opens up everything outside. And we see it all the time with Travis Kelce, the value that has. And if you need quick answers, and we talk about protection for quarterbacks, the tight end can be that protection because they get open quickly. They give you throws that are makeable and easy completions. And to add a player like that and an explosive player like that, to me, I think not only helps them offensively inside, but it helps open up things outside and to some degree the running game.
Yeah. What was your favorite pick? Did you have one you loved?
I liked that the Giants stood where they were and took Neighbors. I liked him a lot. I think that in Brian's offense, and Brian Daboll has always been very creative offensively. He was my offensive coordinator in Cleveland. He was my quarterback coach of the Jets. So I've been with him a long time, and understanding how he thinks, he wants guys like Neighbors who has that versatility. They can play inside, they can play outside, they can hurt you on wide receiver screens, you can hand them the ball. But it's not just that. He also has the ability to get open on traditional runs. And there's that element of run after the catch where he can generate some plays. And the Giants, they need someone that can generate some plays. So I'm glad they didn't go quarterback and muddy things up. And they got a weapon for Daniel Jones, who has shown that he's been able to win in this system when he's been healthy.
By the way, wide receiver is the biggest miss rate in the last 20 years in the draft. What's your theory on that? Because I, like everybody said, oh, Chiefs got Xavier Worthy, and I'm like, not a polished route runner, really fast, 165 pounds, track guy, a lot of drops. I mean, Mahomes and Andy Reid, I'm sure they'll make it work, but I mean, if you go look at Ladarius, Tony didn't work. Sky Moore hasn't worked. They've had a lot of guys that haven't worked. Why? Even Kansas City, as well run as they are in San Francisco, they've both missed on a half a dozen wide receivers. Why is that such a hard position?
Well, there's a million of them, and I wasn't very good at evaluating wide receivers when I was a head coach, and I missed on some, especially in Cleveland. I had a couple second rounders that I took wide receivers on, and as you go through that evaluation process, there's where the guy is as a player in college, and you can get excited by some of the wild plays and some of the explosive plays and lose track of who they're against and who's throwing them the football and how much growth they have as a wide receiver. I think that's an element of it too, is how much growth they have as they come into the NFL, or is what you're seeing on tape really the ceiling of who they're going to be. And it's hard to evaluate, but you see a lot of late round guys and you see small school guys or programs that aren't as developed. They really hit it big in the NFL because when they get into a sophisticated system, when they get into sophisticated training, they pop. Where some of these guys were at top programs, they've leveled out and you see what you get, and it's just not good enough in the NFL.
Great stuff, Eric Mangini, coming in hot. Loved it, Coach. As always, great seeing you.
Great seeing you too, Colin.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.